The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
The San Jose Barracuda bounced back after a 4-2 loss yesterday to the first-place Colorado Eagles. Less than 24 hours later, they respond with a 4-3 win themselves, just their second win inside the Blue Arena in their last 12 attempts dating back to 2020. The youngsters continue to produce. The power play comes up large as the Barracuda score three times on the power play. Perfect again on the penalty kill. Igor Chernyshaw finishes with 4 points, a goal, and three assists. Oliver Wallstrom at 2 goals and an assist as well. And the Barracuda score 4 straight in the game after falling behind 2-0. And they hold off the Eagles, who scored with 29 seconds left to get back within one as the Cuda pick up the win and are now within 3 points of Colorado once again for the top spot in the Pacific Division. The Barracuda are 12-6-1-1 on the year, good for 26 points. Colorado falls to 14-5-0-1. They suffered just their third loss this season at home. They're 9-3 here at home. Barracuda are now 5-3-1-1 away from TechCU Arena. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda fell behind just like yesterday by 2 goals at 17:36 during a delayed penalty. Colorado would find the back of the net. Jake Weiss, who hadn't scored in 7 games, was the one who would sneak one between the left post and the left skate of Jakub Skarić to get things started. Colorado coming into the game 10-1 when scoring first, and they had the opening goal from Weiss, his second of the season. The assist given to Prishapov and Gagne, and Colorado, again, just like yesterday, were playing in front in the first period. Eagles are over the line. Makar takes it wide left. Taylor Makar, younger brother of Kale, the two-time Norris Trophy winner. Now a shot by Weiss blocked. Pulled back in by Weiss. Tight ropes of blue line. Jake Weiss centers in front. He scores! How did that sneak through? Weiss has his second of the season, his first in his last 7. Somehow, he puts it off the left skate of Skarić, and it sneaks its way in on the short side. And during a delayed penalty, Colorado strikes as they're on the board first. Colorado would carry that 1-0 lead into the intermission. They had not lost a game this year when leading after a period, and they would add to their lead just 1-11 into the second period. In just his third game as a member of the Eagles, Luke Toporowski would put home his first of the year, 1-11 the time of the goal. Tynan and Ahmet pick up the assists, and Colorado was in a great spot, up 2-0. As we're 56 seconds into this second period, we are back to 5-on-5, so the Barracuda are 0-for-1 on the power play. Off the draw, Huntington gives off near side, Furlong shoots, puck loose, and it just dribbles away from the blue paint. Furlong, who has not played in quite some time, he had sat out the last 8 straight. He's been solid so far in this one. Here's a chance for Toporowski in transition, and they score. He's got his first in an Eagles sweater, and Colorado's got a 2-0 lead. A chance for the Barracuda in one end, and back the other way. Colorado counters, and they've got the 2-goal cushion early in this second period. So the Barracuda down by 2 early in the second period, but they would get some light because Colorado would take consecutive minor penalties. First, Jack Eichon for high stick at 4:51, and then during the power play, Jason Megna would take a hooking penalty. So on a 5-on-3, the Barracuda would break through on this snipe from Oliver Wallstrom. Pass kind of handcuffed him. He reloads, top of the right circle. One-timer, Carlson, he missed the net. And it's picked up by Middleton, but he can't clear. Wallstrom has the puck in the corner. 20 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Chernyshaw gives off. Wallstrom shoots and scores. Oliver Wallstrom upstairs, short side. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda are back within one. So Wahlstrom rips one home on the power play. The Barracuda back within a goal, and then they would tie the score up less than 2 minutes later. Igor Chernyshov busting down the left wing side with a snipe upstairs for his 10th of the year to level things at 2-2. Time of the goal for Chernyshov at 8:15 from Lucas Carlson. To it first was Giles, but he popped it free, and it found the blade of Tynan, who works it left wing side for Prishapov. Lifted back into the Barracuda third. And they're able to swipe it back up the wall. Off the bench, here comes Chernyshov working it. He shoots and scores! Oh, what a snipe upstairs from Igor Chernyshov. Shot out of a cannon coming off the bench. And a frozen rope over the glove hand of Posh. And we are all tied up at 2-2. And the rookie forward, Chernyshov, is up to double digits. He's got his 10th of the season. And it comes with 11:45 left in the second. So Igor Chernyshov would tie things up, and then the Barracuda would go back onto the power play, and they would take their first lead. It looked like Musty tipped it in. The goal remains to be credited to Wahlstrom. So for Oliver Wahlstrom, his second power play strike of the period, second goal of the game, seventh of the year overall for Wahlstrom, and the Barracuda had their first lead of the game. It would come on the power play at 13:35 of the second period. Point for Wahlstrom. Wahlstrom back down low for Bisted. Return to Wahlstrom. Fielded off the inside of the left skate. Wahlstrom to the net. They score! It goes off the stick of Quentin Musty. It's a power play goal. And the Barracuda have their first lead this weekend as they have now scored three straight in this second period. So the Cuda would take their first lead in the second period. They would carry that lead into the third. They outshot the Eagles in the second, 17-6. So the game very much still up for grabs going into the third. This is one of the toughest environments in the entire league. So you knew Colorado would push, but the Barracuda would draw another penalty in the third, the first of the third period, and they would take advantage of it. At 9:28, Igor Chernyshov would find Quentin Musty back post, and Musty would put it home for the Barracuda's third power play goal of the game. And for the rookie forward, Musty's up to six on the year for Chernyshov, his fourth point of the game. Wahlstrom picking up the secondary assist, his third point, and the Barracuda had a two-goal cushion halfway through the third period. Right side of Posh, off the face-off. Bisted comes out with it and gets it for Wahlstrom, who has the two power play goals. Oliver Wahlstrom works it for Bisted, who plays it for Chernyshov. Chernyshov shoots, they score! It goes off of Musty, it's a power play goal! The third power play goal of the game, and the Barracuda lead it 4-2. Igor Chernyshov, from the left hash mark, finds Musty uncontested back post, and he just puts his stick down to the ice and directs it home. And the Barracuda have five power play goals in two games against the number one penalty kill in the league. Well, that goal would loom large because the Barracuda would take a two-goal lead. Colorado would pull its goaltender late, and with 30 seconds left in regulation, Tristan Nielsen would inch the Eagles back within one on his 10th of the year. Chernyshov held in by Colorado, thrown to the net, an airborne puck, then through some traffic, pulled in by Boulay, chopped to the net, stuffed on target, right pad stopped, and they score on the rebound. Tristan Nielsen with 29 ticks left has gotten Colorado back within a goal. An absolute mad scramble. Skarg with a couple of outstanding stops. But the lid pops off as Nielsen fires home the loose puck, and Colorado is within a goal with just a shade under 30 seconds to go. Eagles would make it interesting with that goal, but they could not tie it in the final 30 seconds. Barracuda would hold on for the 4-3 victory. They were up to 26 points on the year and a record of 12-6, 1-1 on the season. They split the weekend set with the first-place Colorado Eagles. A great bounce-back, gut-check victory for the Barracuda after their 11-game point streak and 5-game winning streak was ended yesterday 4-2 against this Colorado team. Jakub Skarik was solid as rock. He now has wins in five consecutive games, and Skarik, his record improves now to 7-2 on the season. Isaac Posh, he suffers the loss, just his fourth loss in regulation this year. He's 8-4-2 now on the season after the defeat. The Barracuda outshoot the Eagles 31-26. They go 3-for-6 on the power play. Colorado 0-for-2 on the advantage. So the Barracuda perfect in their last three straight games on the kill. They had not went consecutive games all year where they didn't give up power play goals. They did that yesterday, going 6-for-6. They go 2-for-2 today, so it's now three straight games in which the Barracuda have been perfect on the kill, 11-for-11 during that stretch, and the power play just continues to sizzle. 5 power play goals in 2 games against the number one penalty kill in the American Hockey League. Game length this afternoon, 2 hours, 28 minutes, 5,089 saw to full house at the Blue Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Luke Topkowski for the Colorado Eagles, scored his first in an Eagle sweater. It was the second of the game for Colorado. Topkowski finished with a +2 rating, 3 shots on net, 2 penalty minutes, and that goal. The number two star, Igor Chernyshov. Chernyshov, 4 points, a goal, 3 assists, -1 rating, and a team-high 5 shots on net. He was all over the ice, and Oliver Wahlstrom is the number one star. 2 goals for Wahlstrom, an assist. He's now up on the season to 7 goals for Wahlstrom, and he is lighting it up on the power play for the Barracuda. He is the number one star. The Barracuda get the job done without their top defenseman, Luca Cagnoni, who missed the game dealing with a lower body injury. Less than 24 hours after a tough loss yesterday where the Barracuda were really off track all game long, but the pressure and cadence in which Colorado plays, the adjustments were made without a doubt. The Barracuda come back here today and they pick up a 4-3 win. San Jose will now look ahead to a 3-game homestand starting on Friday at TechCU Arena, beginning with a 2-game set against Tucson. We are on the air on Friday starting at 6:30 with pregame coverage, our CUDA countdown show for a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop. Saturday at TechCU Arena is Teddy Bear Toss Night. Make sure to go to sjbarracuda.com/tickets to pick up your tickets today. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. The Barracuda hold off the Eagles, a final score of 4-3, and they split a 2-game weekend set with the top team in the AHL's Pacific Division. Barracuda winners 4-3 over Colorado. Until next Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from Loveland, Colorado.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.